Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno, KRWG News Time is 7:45. We now air the last preview of my three-part conversation with Jerry Pacheco, president of the Border Industrial Association. Mr. Pacheco talks more about his visit with Jeronimo Gutierrez, Mexican ambassador to the United States, and also the ongoing talks on the North American Free Trade Agreement. Jerry Pacheco, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
What were the ambassador's thoughts on cooperating together?
Well, he really emphasized the fact that rather than us butting heads here and locking horns, the United States, Canada, and Mexico should be promoting how we integrate our economies and compete against the rest of the world, which is the way I think we should look at things. Rather than saying, okay, it's a zero-sum game if we import a Mexican product rather than make it in the United States, that Mexican product could be made cheaper, thus allowing us to use resources in other areas. We should promote how we integrate rather than fighting over, percentage content and so forth and so on.
As many people know, President Trump has made it no secret about his vision and his determination to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. How does that play a role in negotiation?
I did an interesting exercise, and I wrote a column about it. President Trump is asking for $18 billion to build that wall. I jumped on the internet and I found the 10 most expensive infrastructure projects in the United States. They have a total of about $132 billion price tag. If you put the wall, Trump's wall or his version of the wall, it would rank third on the most expensive projects in the United States. And if you use the $18 billion, it would take care of six of the 10 projects. If you put that in road infrastructure and resurfaced the international highway system from Boston to San Francisco, you'd get 14,400 miles of highway out of the $18 billion. Now, how does that factor into the negotiations? It certainly is not helpful when he's using that as kind of a wedge point. And the ambassador, Jeronimo Gutierrez, made it clear that Mexico is not going to pay for the wall. That's going to be ridiculous. And that shouldn't be an issue that's used as a wedge issue in the negotiations.
Now, you brought up infrastructure. That obviously plays a role in renegotiations of NAFTA, especially along the ports of entry. How shared is that responsibility of financing infrastructure along the border right now? It's here in New Mexico, we can use that as...
It has to be a binational effort. You don't want a situation where we're investing this and Mexico is here or vice versa. And sometimes Mexico is ahead of us in terms of investing in port infrastructure. We have to work together. Our ports are a portal to trade and job creation and attracting foreign investment. If we can't find new investment and keep modernizing the ports of entry, we're going to get to a point where we lose competitiveness against other trade blocks around the world.
Ambassador Gutierrez had some thoughts about how Mexico is perceived in the United States. What did he say?
Well, he admitted, and this was of his own volition, Mexico has an image problem. It's done a very bad job of letting the negative aspects of Mexico seep into people's minds without promoting how important Mexico is in terms of relationship to the United States. And he said they have to work on that. He said the flow of Mexican immigrants into the United States is a Mexican problem, he said. That's our fault. If we would have created more economic development opportunities in Mexico, that wouldn't be happening or wouldn't have happened. And that's precisely why NAFTA is so important, because the jobs being created in Mexico keep the Mexicans there. And we can see that in the reduction of Mexicans illegally crossing the border.
How do you think that people in Ohio should feel about NAFTA when it comes to renegotiations? Why should they be concerned? And what would you say to that factory worker who's working in Ohio on how important NAFTA is to them?
There's winners and losers under any trade agreement. Ohio is one of the biggest exporting states to Mexico. Iowa is, I read a statistic that something like 80% of Missouri's and Iowa's crop production gets exported to Mexico in certain crops. Yet there's a misperception there, because there's a lot of people saying the wall, Trump. yet they're voting against their own interest. And when the rubber hits the road, it hurts them economically if they don't have NAFTA. There's going to be winners and losers. We have to help those industries that are vulnerable to job losses and companies packing up and moving away. But we have to integrate more with our two North American neighbors. That's how we can create jobs.
That was Jerry Pacheco, president of the Border Industrial Association. He is also executive director of the International Business Accelerator. Mr. Pacheco also writes a column for the Albuquerque Journal called Business Across the Border. You can listen to the entire interview with Jerry Pacheco tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. on Images.